It's a guy by the side of the road.
Yeah.
Who needed help?
Needed help, and we just passed him and that didn't give him help.
Yeah, oh, we're in a car, by the way.
It was kind of cruel of us. Honk, honk.
We almost got hit by a Mack truck.
And a semi just got on our ass.
And I, so you say the word ass, gave me a semi.
Oh, my God. Oh, full circle.
Dirty.
And that's a herald.
And
that is what a herald is, if you've been wondering.
That's a herald.
And that's a Bitcoin herald.
And that's a Bitcoin.
They call me Bitcoin herald everywhere I go.
Handing out bitcoins to everyone I know.
Here's a song that's stuck in my head, and it's periodically stuck in my head, and I don't like it, and I have to purge it.
Oh, God, I have so many of those.
And Lauren, you heard me sing this earlier.
You did. I did.
It's a jingle for, I think, a cracker that no longer exists. It might still exist. I don't know.
Okay.
But it goes like this. New better cheddars, sourdough baked right in, delicious tasting better cheddars, the San Francisco style, snack thin.
Wow. It sounds really 70s.
Sounds delicious.
I want to put it at late 80s. What? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it does sound delicious, doesn't it?
When did
sourdough
having
baked right
actually in? Reminds me of a song that was a real earworm in my house that my nephew made up. Mac and cheese, cheddar, cheddar, mac and cheese, better, better. Oh, man. You won't be able to stop singing that. I swear to God.
Oh, man. Y'all won't be able to stop singing
that. Mac and cheese, cheddar, cheddar.
You're going to be Fruity Pebbles, baby, but you're going to be singing this, huh?
Mac and cheese, cheddar, cheddar.
Mac and cheese, better, better. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It gets
really annoying because you'll be like, mac and cheese, cheddar, cheddar, mac and cheese, better, better.
Your nephew does this?
No, you'll just start making it into new versions. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
No one has really taken up the offer that I put out there of a new version of the... Oh No, Oh No song.
I liked your version.
Thank you.
Let's hear it.
I think somebody should slap some music on it, and it should be
here's
the new
my
thing
question. Do you feel like you have to make it on TikTok just by itself, where it can be like stitched over as audio?
I think it could be stitched over as audio. One person did it, and it's a fan account for the Too Scary Didn't Watch podcast,
mm-hmm.
where they just laid my audio a cappella, or Acapulco, as I heard somebody say once. Over a scene from Jaws, which was funny.
So let's hear
it. And I was like, it needs music. Here it goes. And so, Piss Pigs, here's
unite.
The audio.
Piss Pigs Unite.
Piss Pigs Unite.
This is your call.
Everyone out there, buy one keyboard.
I'm calling all Piss Pigs in the sound of my voice.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep. Here it goes. And you can use this. Everyone's tired of the other one.
Yes.
The other
What's
one.
What's this for, by the way?
This is for, let's say you want to post a video where something is going wrong.
And you know that song that goes, oh no,
oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no.
I don't, but go ahead.
Okay, so he's not spending much time online.
I forgot.
Last
Scott,
couple years.
Scott is online for only 6 seconds a day.
He literally goes, post my picture, like Lauren's picture, log off.
The two things I do.
So here it goes. You can use it. Slap some music onto this.
Just slap it on.
Someone out there who's good at this, because, you know, a lot of our Piss Pigs are extremely talented musicians.
That's true.
And the other half are extremely untalented musicians.
But they're really talented bankers.
What if we found out Beyonce was a Piss Pig?
Oh, my God.
She likes to laugh on tour.
Right?
Yeah.
You're in a tour bus. What else are you going
to
do?
You're in a tour bus. You don't want to talk to everyone all the time. You want to hear some fun conversation.
You're in the back of the van with the gear.
Yeah.
We know that bands listen to podcasts.
They should. And
they
do.
Well, we know that they do.
But they should. Because
it's their duty.
They should.
All right. Here we go.
Everybody quiet.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
It's beautiful.
I was just holding back. I was holding back laughter.
Now imagine like some strings on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it's
oboe.
Really funny.
An oboe. Oh, it's a bassoon.
And you put that over like
oboe.
You put that over like a video of a cat that's like about to jump into a pool.
Yes.
But doesn't know that it's there because it got scared by a raccoon or something, you know.
Yeah, these are just one of these things.
I love the video.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Just stuff like that. Just stuff like that that happens.
Cat's about to jump in the pool. He doesn't know it's there because he got scared by a raccoon.
He's basically going, yeah.
Commercials don't really have songs anymore other than for drugs.
Do we still get the song?
Drugs.
Yeah, because they do they go like, Ozempic.
Oh,
I couldn't believe that.
You
I was
know.
Sitting there going, really?
But then there's the Jardian one, which is, oh, no, no, no. no, 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 no. The little pill with the big fat
it
something.
Says,
I'm going to be one pill. Less, one less.
One less, one less?
Yeah. I don't, I thought that was for Jardian. It might not be.
Oh, 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 Ozempic.
Also, other commercials have used that tune.
So yeah. The oh, 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 it's magic?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Like, but what if you could keep any commercial from using the same song that you did?
If history. I'm the singer of, if I'm the writer and owner of the song, oh, 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 it's magic, every commercial.
Every commercial. You want it?
Yeah.
Sure, you want it?
Have you thought about this? I'll just cold calling products.
Yeah, I'm like, your product starts with O.
Hello, Prell?
Oh, oh, oh,
it's Prell.
Oh, oh, oh.
Is Prell still a going concern? Are they still a champagne?
I hope so. I hope they're champagne problems.
For some reason, I really was into the idea of Prell when I was a kid. The advertising worked on me.
Yeah.
Oh, really? What was the? I don't remember why it would work or what
it was just like
what it was targeting.
I don't remember what the commercial was. I just remember I liked the name. Yeah. I liked the color.
Yeah.
I liked what it promised.
Yeah.
And of course, Pert, you would get bouncing and behaving.
What about Pert
hair.
Plus?
Pert Plus for men.
Why would anyone buy just Pert if there was Pert Plus?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Why would you ever get a Big Mac? Because you could get triple Big Mac.
Why would you buy one hamburger? Would be 55 hamburgers.
Why would you get a hamburger when you get 55 hamburgers, 55 hot dogs, 55 fries?
I remember avoiding the shame of someone seeing that I had shampoo and conditioner in one because I heard
How old were you?
In my like early 20s.
Yeah, because then you're like, you recently learned that you're supposed to have two.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, girls are going to think I'm dorky.
Exactly, because
they'll
girl,
just happier even taking showers.
A girl.
No, but it's so guy. It's so guy to just
your
have
bed's
a,
not on the floor? Yeah. Will you marry
shampoo
me?
Shampoo and conditioner in one. Bed on the floor.
Yeah.
Toilet with a ring.
Pants
tub,
on the ground.
Tub with a ring. Yeah.
It was, but I heard a woman shaming, like making fun
next
of another dude, and I was like, "Uh-oh!"
I bet I you guys, so many guys have changed things from that moment.
Like, yeah,
like they
absolutely.
Just hear a woman say to their other friend, "Like this guy had a fucking mattress on the floor," and he's like, "Gotta get a bed.
Gotta get a bed.
Never thought of it till
gotta
now.
Gotta get a bed.
Gotta get a bed. Gotta get a bed."
Yeah, yeah. Mike had a
how
mattress
hard
on
is
the
it?
Floor.
Get one
yeah.
bed. That's Mike good. Had a what on the floor? A
mattress on the floor.
What? When?
When we started dating.
Really? Just a mattress? A stone?
I think
cold
it was
mattress.
On a. On a box spring or so. It was yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but it was but
that's
no.
somehow worse
I mean, yeah.
Do you remember know? How important
I made him get a home bed. I like picked it out. Yeah. And then yeah. And
you
just,
remember how
out.
Important
yeah.
box springs were?
Yeah.
Like you had to have a box spring.
I mean, I feel yeah. like I still do.
But
do
honestly,
you?
Can I just
I
say
no
he
idea.
Was in his 20s and
yeah.
every guy.
That's true.
That
that's
I know.
If he's still in his 20s, cradle robber.
Oh,
how you want?
Yeah.
I had a futon. For a long time.
Oh,
that's
no.
really bad.
Did you also have a
that's
gray...
worse than a mattress
yeah,
on the bed?
Yeah,
on the floor?
It's not a bed.
Did you also have a gray leather couch
that you couldn't sleep on because it's like you'd slide off all night? My friend,
it was somehow very deep but completely uncomfortable.
Right.
My like one of my best friends in college who was a bit older than me, just a few years, but at that time it made a big difference. But he had a futon that. Folded down. It was like on a metal frame.
Yeah. I had,
and in a studio because it was his couch
it.
As yeah. well as his bed.
Right.
But he was never starving for prishy.
How many did he have?
How many prishies?
Lifetime.
I can think of five right now. Yeah.
We should thank everyone who's ever had sex with us. Back to your previous point.
Do you know what? Yes. Let's get that out of the way in the yeah. first segment.
I think men should thank... And women should do whatever they want regarding that. I don't think women should thank everyone.
I think women should thank us.
I don't think so.
I'd appreciate.
I mean, if it, how about if
I'm
it,
waiting for a thank you.
How about if it was good?
If it was good, yeah.
That's if it was good. Yeah. If it's not good, I'll take a lie.
Man okay. should thank everyone.
Oh, so then they have to lie to you. Yeah.
So everyone
gets
a thank you for everything.
Yeah, I'll take a lie. I probably
and
have.
They can lie, but
okay.
I need a thank you.
I don't think... Yeah, I mean...
I don't need it for every single time.
Sure.
I just need it for the aggregate, like the total.
I'm going to stay out of it. You can go try to get those.
What if I did a high fidelity where I like tracked down my old girlfriend?
Can you just say
all
thank
I want
you?
Is a thank you.
I want to say thank you for having sex with me. And
and you.
And you'd like to say... So gross.
So gross. The idea of
so
sex.
Gross.
So gross.
What's going on with you guys at
Since
home?
The last time we talked.
Yeah, at home.
At home? How's everything at home?
I need to know what's going on at home. Now, Lauren, you've...
I have a little bit of a story.
Yeah, I want to hear.
My brother and sister-in-law and then their two kids visited us recently.
Uh-oh.
And... No, I planned a lot of fun activities for us. Uh-oh. We went to We went to Universal Studios.
Oh, no.
We did
oh,
Mario.
No.
We did Super Nintendo Land.
Oh no, here
okay,
it comes.
No. But I got a lot of tips and I can share them if anyone.
But
wants.
I got a lot of tips.
Have you been to Nintendo Land?
I have not. I heard
I
it was
even heard of Nintendo
a lot of sound.
How have you missed it? It's like Instagram was just inundating me with Nintendo Land.
I haven't seen shit.
I heard it was a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing.
Wait, a tale told by an idiot?
Yes.
Okay, I disagree. It was really fun.
That's my review of Nintendo Land.
I just heard
a tale told by an idiot.
I heard you had to wait a long, like 3 hours.
Well, so here's the tip. This was like multiple people told me this.
Just the tip, Lauren.
Okay.
And I was trying to avoid it, but my nephews had been talking about it for a long time, so they were really excited to go. And I was like, we have to go to Nintendo. We have to ride on the ride.
Yes. Thankfully,
that's the most important thing at Universal for them.
Thankfully, our nephew did not care one way or the other.
That's good.
Because otherwise,
I mean, it was my idea initially because it was seemed easier than Disney, which ultimately it was, because I usually take them to Disneyland. But is it talking really fast? So anyways, everyone said, get the early pass. So, okay, off the bat.
Because you're there for an hour.
Right off the bat, the tickets are not one solid price. It's every day they vary slightly. So it's like you pick a popular day, it's more expensive.
Oh, come on.
And then.
Come on, Universal,
and then
Nintendoland.
It should be Universal basic ticket price.
It should be. And then
what
you
is
have
this,
to
Bruce Springsteen suddenly?
$30
is it suddenly that?
Per person to get into early access.
Yeah.
So already I'm going, these tickets are about to rival Disneyland prices.
Yeah. And there's not,
and
as
there's
much,
not much to do.
Yeah.
And then get there. We got everybody up at the crack of dawn.
At the butt crack
of dawn. Holly wakes up at 7. We were out of the house by 6:30. We were like, everybody.
Whoa, how did Holly feel about it?
She was fine because her cousins were there.
Oh,
so it was like,
that's exciting.
Where is she, though?
She's excited.
Time, what is that?
And we got
imagine
there.
If
can she tell
if
time?
If your toddler was like, it's 6:30.
Yeah, she's like,
what's going on? I still
have
a half hour. Meanwhile, mine is like 6:30 a.m., like pounding on the crib. Like, get me.
Day to sleep in.
So we got there really early. It was still dark.
Ding dong. Hello, we're here for Nintendo Land.
But there was barely anyone there. And we got on the ride. The ride still was like a 40-minute wait.
Still 40 minutes?
And
you got there an hour early?
And then the second we got off the ride, it was a 160-minute wait.
Yeah.
Jeez,
so
crazy.
We really got to do it.
We also
ate at the Toadstool Cafe.
They pack so many people in there and there's nothing to do, so they all have to wait for 3 hours everything.
Now, the Toadstool Cafe, some of the food might be poisonous. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
And some might give you hallucinations.
Yeah. And you have to really
One
study before you go.
One soup makes you...
Was it fun, though? It was a fun ride?
It was
great
really,
question.
It was really fun. It's very VR based. And you have to kind of play a game with your eyes. And so I was
fun.
Like bopping my head all over the place like an idiot. I'm sure but I did reach the number of points that was told I had to reach. So.
And then what did you get in return for getting those points?
Fucking nothing. Oh, by the way, you also have to buy the kids $40 wristbands that play all the games in the section. If they don't have the wristband, they can't play the games. So then it ends up, you're spending so much money. And they're 40. I was like, why is it 40?
This is crazy.
And it's useless when you leave the place. It looks like a Mario thing. It's like, that's cool, but it's not like a watch. It should be a watch,
too. I'll go to a public park for free.
Well, look, they can...
And I'll feed the pigeons.
I don't know if... I always say, like, we will do less next. I'm like, I'll do more.
I went to
time.
A place where I could have a million adventures. It's called the public library.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
And Mario's in there, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of books about Mario.
And we also had a beach day, and that was really fun because I never see the ocean. Do you? I want to try to do
only,
that.
Only when we go to South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pass on. If I'm on vacation, I see the ocean. But I passed on the beach day this time when my nephew was there. But he ended up waking up and not going because he drank milkshakes every day he was here and didn't feel good that morning.
Oh, my God.
How many? Like more than one milkshake a day?
Occasionally two a day.
Does it? Do you have a milkshake maker? Like you did them in the blender?
No, he would just get ice cream out of the freezer and put it in a glass and pour milk on it.
Well, that's not a milkshake. That's going to give you a stomach ache. That's hilarious.
What's the difference? You're blending it up, not blending
kids
it.
Kids are so funny like that. He's like, that's delicious. He's done.
It does sound delicious to me.
I need it to be blended up a little bit.
Ice cream and milk.
Yeah, there's nothing else in there.
Problem solved.
God damn kids.
Chocolate is so funny.
Eggs.
I know. But we had a great time. It was always so fun. It's so fun to see the kids all together.
Did you go to the Waterworld Stunt Spectacular?
We did not. But they did get to ride Jurassic, which was only like a 5-minute wait because everyone was at Mario Land.
The new Jurassic I have not been on.
I haven't
either. The old one I loved.
Yeah.
Are you in the new one?
My picture is in the movie. But
I remember.
But I'm not in the ride, but I did feel a little bit dorky standing right outside of it, waiting for them to come out.
Waiting to be recognized.
It was just felt a little bit like I should move from the sign, but...
But then you
we were trying
like,
to see them come out of the ride because they go down a water part at the end. So Mike wanted to get a picture of them coming out, which was funny.
Yes.
And no one noticed you.
One person did, but it was for another movie.
Oh.
And then they asked me if I knew Adam Sandler, and so they named their son after him.
Huh. I have to go.
So that happened.
We named our daughter the wrong Missy. Well, that's a lot of fun. So you had a good visit.
It was so nice. I appreciate the effort. You know, it takes a lot to fly with the kids.
It sure does. Yeah. It sure does.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good time with the nephew. He went to Raging Waters without us. I feel like I'm too old for Raging Waters, even though
did he go with?
He went with Kulop's sister.
Oh, okay.
And her boyfriend. It sounded like he got on a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To San Dimas.
Little hobo bindle.
but I am too old to go on it probably.
Raging Waters?
Yeah. I don't think you're gonna have fun there.
I doubt I will.
It's just a bunch of water slides.
There's a million water slides.
Oh, it's a water park.
It's a water park. I've been there so many times and I love it.
Oh, really?
And I just feel like I was kind of like, I just don't think I can do it.
I feel like I could do it if I somehow had the park all to myself.
Yeah, you know that's how I felt too.
When I think about rent it out
just for the two of us.
You don't want to stand in line with a bunch of kids.
Just the two of us.
If I was rich, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First thing I would do?
And
rent out Raging Waters.
Instead of water in the pool, it would be Chocolate Bill.
That is honestly, it's not that much different than how billionaires are. I was thinking about that today. Like, all the shit that they don't do that would be beneficial.
Yeah. It's so annoying.
It's like, I'm going to build rockets.
It would
There's
be so
rockets.
Awesome yeah. if I had $1 billion to...
If I had $1 billion, I would rent Raging Waters.
Well, sure. That would be one day.
That would be my one thing.
That's like $1,000 and you're done.
My one luxury thing.
It has to be more than $1,000.
I'm sure it is.
It's got to be at least... I wonder how much...
For one day,
it's
probably...
One day, $1,100.
It's got to be... I'd say
$20,000. All
right.
I haven't been on a water slide since I was a kid.
Google me.
But one thing I remember about them, and I assume a place like Raging Waters is better than my local, you know, little pool, open pool with water slides kind of thing that I would go to as a kid. It wasn't a water park. It was a place with slides.
Right.
But those ridges in the slide, kind of slice you up a little bit. On your back.
Ridges in the slide.
You know the part that connects all the tubes? That's the feeling I have in my body when I think of that.
And hopefully there's enough water, but if suddenly it's dry, then you go... Mm-hmm.
You're like a skateboard going over a sidewalk.
Exactly, Paul.
And if you step on a back crack, you break your mother...
Well, you don't want to do that.
Step on a crack, break your mother's neck, back, pussy crack.
That can happen.
It can happen.
Well, if you do a real nasty fall, you can break them all at once.
Step on my mother's back? Shame on you.
Step on your mother's back, break my pussy.
All right, we have to take a break. And we're back, and I don't see any... I looked up renting Raging Waters, and all I see are locker rentals.
Well, how much does that cost?
Well, because it's
if I want to rent a locker at Raging Waters,
yeah, it's $5.
That's
so we
could
cheap.
Do
that.
That's
you
cheap.
And me could do that.
That's cheap.
Absolutely. I'm looking for a storage space right now.
I feel like, it must be kind of hard with going to a water park with the phone these days, where you're like, I want to video it, but like I go down the ride, but then I got to get my phone to somebody while I go down. Well, I guess phones are waterproof.
What?
Basically, all iPhones are waterproof now.
Is that true?
Sort of.
Put it
That's
in
why
the toilet.
They did the headphone jack the way they did it. Yeah, put it in the toilet.
That's why they did the headphone jack the way they did it.
Square, rectangle.
Because water can't get in a square rectangle.
Water only goes in rounds.
Circles.
Like, you water goes in rounds.
Because like no tub has, like, well, only like some weird tub, but most tubs don't have like a rectangular
they're
hole.
They're round.
It's round.
Yes.
The hole is round.
Wait, do some tubs have a rectangular drain?
I just imagine some fancy modern bullshit that has a, you know, rectangular drain. You probably have it.
Yeah, I got, all I have are rectangular drains.
Hey, the street has them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it stays down
there.
We all float down there.
Yeah, Pennywise. Yeah. That's where he lives.
It the clown.
Have you guys seen him lately?
No, what's
he
been up
to? I think he's on Ozempic.
No. Yeah. Oh,
why
yeah.
Do you say
he looks
that?
Good.
He has Ozempic face.
I've seen Pound Foolish.
What's that?
That's Pennywise's brother.
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
Oh, shut up, you guys.
You guys got me, and that wasn't right.
We fucking got
you. That wasn't
right. It was not right.
But it's
wait,
okay.
Do you want to know what's happening with me at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's happening with you at home?
Nothing really.
Hey, what did you guys do during the hurricane? Did it hit you hard?
Oh, that's a great question.
We spent the entire day watching Vanderpump Rules.
As hurricanes intended.
It was kind of exciting. It's in the way.
Okay, if you don't know, California was hit by its first tropical storm.
It was scary. And it's scary what happened in certain
like
areas. But once we sort of realized it wasn't going to be that crazy in our area, you could just enjoy a rainy day a little bit because we never get rain like that. So you're kind of, and being like an LA cliche, I'm not saying we needed it or something. It was very weird and it was scary. And there was an earthquake in the middle of it. But
that was wild.
You were able to huddle up with your family or loved one and watch a movie.
So we live in three separate areas.
The three of us.
We don't live together.
We don't live together in case
not
you're
anymore.
Wondering.
Everybody think no. Yes. Did we used
to live together?
Yes.
Did in
we
one mattress
in
one on the
that's
floor.
That's why we started the show. Yes.
We had a double king size mattress on the floor.
Yeah.
But so we live in three
you
totally separate areas,
and
I feel like we had three different experiences.
Yeah.
So Paul, because there's two things, the rain level and the earthquake.
And me hitting the floor.
So Paul, how was your rain level?
Rain level was in the morning when it was supposed to be, you know, I thought I'm going to wake up to torrential downpour, and it was a soundless drizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Janie was on high alert all day.
Mm-hmm.
Bouncing around.
She was like, what if we have to get on the roof?
What? Oh, a lot would have to
happen. I don't
happen.
Think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think we'll have plenty of warning.
Yeah.
If that should
Yeah,
if
once you get
occur.
1 inch, you can start to think about that plan. Yeah.
But we are close to the river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, I didn't think anything was going to happen, but it is like, because there's so much talk about it, and of course the news loves to do it. We weren't watching the news all day, but we were getting alerts and shit like that. Yeah. And so we were kind of like, Janie more so than I was, but sort of like, is this going to be bad? We were like waiting for the indication that it's going to be bad. And then it was just a rainy day, which I did, once I kind of settled into, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, but we had some tree damage that was pretty crazy.
You did?
Well, we're going to get to you.
Okay.
So Paul, water level, not anything different than a normal rainy day. For you.
Not really, no. I have not yet looked in the garage where we do have a leak.
Oh,
and
no.
That's going to be a drag.
You've got to look in that garage.
It's hard to
but
look.
But you're too
sometimes.
Scared?
It's going to bum me out. Hmm. It's like, I know it's in there. I know there's a bunch of water against that wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do now, I really have to go look at it right now? There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Now, Lauren, your water level.
It was raining hard.
I heard
points.
That you have some tree damage.
We have tree damage. So
tree damage.
There was a point when I was just kind of putzing around the house, and I saw something in the corner of my eye in the window, and I thought, oh, something almost flew at the window. But then I looked out, and there was nothing out there.
Do you
and
mean
then,
puttering?
Yeah. What's putzing?
Nothing.
That's not a thing.
Okay. And then a little
so.
Bit later, I realized that it was actually a huge tree branch that had fallen and it was on the ground, but I didn't notice it when I looked out the window.
My pants.
Yeah.
On the ground.
Exactly.
Branch on the ground.
And then throughout the day, big, huge branches were falling and they all fell right into the path, so it wasn't dangerous.
Right.
Like it wasn't
none of them
hitting
were
the house.
Like above the house or anything like that fell?
No, I don't, not that I'm aware of. And, but everyone was like, why is this happening to you? Because it's not that windy.
Yeah.
And then,
my
landscape person came to clean it up today, thankfully, and because it's huge, they're like 6 feet long.
Yeah,
like
you
really
sent
big.
Pictures, and they were like, I'd say 6 feet long.
Yeah.
Yep.
They were huge branches and really heavy, and he said that I have to trim the trees and he's going to do it.
More
I'm
often.
Like, I'm not going to do it. Because they're really heavy old brand. But this is a really interesting tree that has a lot of flower. Like, it's like flowery leaves and it's always filled with bees. Like, at this time of year, there's hundreds of bees. In the morning, it's like, bzzz, you just hear like the whole yard is humming with bees.
Mm. Bees so I was sort should of, stick to flowers.
I was a little bit okay with losing a lot of the low-hanging parts that are filled with bees.
That's right, girl.
Even though it's a shady spot. And then now I can see that there's other branches bending and snapping. So he's going to come get it because he's like, it's dangerous.
If it bends, it's dangerous.
Bees. Yeah.
If it breaks, it's on the ground.
Yeah. But, you know, the good thing is the bees probably weren't in there because of the rain and they all got away.
Oh, thank God.
I know.
Do bees know when it's going to rain? They're like, see you later.
They probably hide a little bit. Yeah.
They hide.
And so how was your storm?
If you're
storm?
That small, the rain could really fuck you up.
Yeah.
Probably. Like you one
could,
drop.
You could
boing.
Drown.
Boing.
You could drown.
Every once in a while.
You could drown.
You could drown.
You could drown.
You could drown if you want to. If you're the size of a bee.
We were being attacked by dragonflies the other day, and I was like...
Attacked? Yeah, what?
We were in the pool, and they just were, like, constantly... I think they were trying to figure out how to get above the fence, because you know how they fly pretty low to the ground?
Yeah. Mm.
And they just were... They somehow got in, and then we're like, how the fuck do we get out? And they just were around us, so we were like...
It's like a... What's that word?
Catch 22?
What are those things that fly and film people?
GoPro?
Drones?
Drones.
Drones, which is another like term for bees.
Okay.
So true, bestie.
Yes.
There are bees who are drones.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And there are
That's
bees who are queens.
Awesome.
There are bees who are queens and they slay.
Bees are queens.
Yes, bees. You slay bees.
Is there such a thing as a queen bean?
Like Mr. Bean's
like
wife?
Like a black bean?
Yeah. Yeah, or, both. You're both right.
Or what's that kind of bean?
Hey, queen bean.
Garbanzo?
I'm thinking of, like, if there's in every can of beans,
there's one queen bean.
It's the one who knows it's the most important
They should
one.
Do yeah. that because it's like...
And the other beans protect it.
Cracker Jacks are so fun, and they got to be so popular fun. Because of the prize.
They're so fun.
You would
so
buy more fun. Beans if you, like, were able to get the queen bean.
You know
like,
what I think is fair to say? Mm. Cracker Jacks, not enough peanuts. Mix it up a little
man.
Bit.
Well, that's why they say at the ball game, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Yeah, because I know the Cracker Jacks will
not
have,
enough peanuts.
When's the last time you had a Cracker Jack?
Duh.
Not that long ago, I think.
Really?
I feel like I had it recently. But I'm like, you know, all these toys are just, they're just tattoos and stickers now.
Yeah.
Give me a toy.
They need a refresh.
Give me a bugle.
Yeah.
Put us in charge of the Cracker Jacks.
I want roller skates.
I'll tell you, put us in charge of them. You'll have roller skates inside the bottom of the box, and your sales will go through the roof.
And so did you drown during the hurricane?
So our rain level was practically nothing. And then I think I was texting you like, we're not getting anything. And then at a certain point, it came down kind of hard and for about maybe an hour. And that was it. And
it
honestly rained harder earlier in the year.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like the rain.
Oh,
we had
that
over
was
the
insane.
Holidays.
I had so many leaks.
Yeah, so that was disappointing. But then the earthquake happened. And Paul, what was your earthquake experience?
My earthquake experience was Janie is in a chair. I am on a couch.
She's not on that roof yet.
We feel she's not yet on the roof, but she's poised.
She's standing on the chair
to climb.
She's standing on the roof, going, "Is that all you got?" Who is it who said that? Tall John.
So we feel the house shaking, and then even though we know, one of us will look at the other and say, is this an earthquake?
Yeah.
Because
of course it is.
It could be a weather-related thing where it's like your house is blowing down.
Oh, marsh gas? Why are you trying to...
Why are you calling me that?
Why are you trying... a weather balloon? And so it's like one of those ones where it was kind of rolling for a while.
Really?
And you're thinking, what do we do now? I certainly don't want to... move.
I don't think I've ever moved properly during one.
No.
I've never. I've never done the right thing.
They used to say go into the doorway, and now I think
they say don't go in the doorway.
Don't go in the doorway.
Oh. But
I think you're supposed to get under a table. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Or is
yes,
that
yes,
tornadoes?
Yes. Wait. What did the alert say? Because the alert was
like,
kind of funny to me.
That was like shake, drop, and roll.
Like grab your ass, kiss it goodbye.
I feel like my response with earthquake always is, I just am sitting there going, how long is this going
to
go on?
Yeah, lift your head up a little bit and go like, and then, is this anything I need to pay attention to?
And then right at the point where I start to get worried, like it's still going, it stops.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I always reflect on, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what the emergency alert said. Earthquake detected. Drop, cover, hold on. Protect yourself. USGS shake alert.
Drop, cover, hold on. I'm like, protect none of yourself. Those are really helping me.
No.
Drop, sure, but...
Sure.
Cover with what?
What, my arms?
Yeah.
I guess
what, am I supposed to fold my arms?
Like, I'm going to get up and fold my arms right now?
And shake my head and go, earthquake.
Mm-mm.
It's technically better to have a broken arm.
It's
technically better to have a broken arm than a broken head. Okay, so we...
Wait, it's technically better to have a broken arm than a broken head?
Yeah. That's why you put your arms over your head.
I don't think that's technical.
Yeah.
I think that's...
That's a fact.
Absolutely, it's better.
Do you want to hear where I was during the earthquake, dear?
Technically, it's better to be alive than dead.
I guess I do.
I was napping and I didn't know anything
about it. You didn't even know about it.
But my phone was doing a lot of vibrating and it was like going, because I didn't put it on sleep mode and it was like going crazy. And then there was
I'm still awake.
A lot of vibrate and then one long one where I was like, it was one of those alerts about the flood again.
Oh, yeah.
And then like when I woke up and saw 50 texts from her like, did you feel that? And I was like, no, I didn't. And I don't think we would have. I don't
Urkel.
Think Mike didn't feel it.
Mike didn't feel
did
it.
Did I feel that?
Did you feel that?
Would you like to feel this?
Oh, Urkel.
Urkel always texts me that.
Urkel.
We didn't feel it at all. Paul saying earthquake was the only on a text chain was the only indication that we had of an earthquake.
Yeah. And I'm glad to bring you that news.
Yeah.
That's great. I love to get news like that.
Yeah. So we had a very quiet day. The concert.
People were calling it the hurricane and things like that. They were having fun.
That's totally funny how everyone did that.
The concert we were going to that night got postponed very, very thankfully because at the Hollywood Bowl, they're like, rain or shine.
That's crazy.
But you can't bring an umbrella is the other thing they
rain
say.
Rain or shine, but you shine. Can't bring
you
an
can't
umbrella.
Bring
you have
an
to
umbrella.
Sit there in a fucking poncho.
Who would you see that is worth that?
I honestly can't think of anybody that I would want it, that would be worth it to sit there in a fucking raincoat or whatever.
At this stage in life, no.
I'm not doing that. I would say if I was 21.
I will say.
And it started raining during it.
When I did Bonnaroo.
Maybe.
They put us in these VIP sections to see a bunch of people, and we saw Tom Petty, and it started raining in the middle of Tom Petty, and it wasn't like hard, so it was fun.
Yeah.
But and it stopped about minutes in.
Do you think that's what killed him?
That timing.
He was doing the concert in the rain.
Slipped and fell.
The time he got rain on
slipped
him.
And fell, and then he died of his wounds.
Well, that was 5 years before
he
actually, it was a body double after that.
No.
Yeah.
Why didn't they keep using him?
How are you the only one who knows that?
Yeah.
Yeah, why did the body double have to die?
Because it just, like, beggar belief.
It killed the body double.
It was just too long.
It was just too long.
Beggar
it was like
belief.
Beggar belief? What?
Beggared belief, yes.
It beggared belief?
It beggared belief.
So people were not continuing to believe it. I'm just trying to understand this phrase.
It's like
beggared.
It's like
you're playing
so
with the
ridiculous.
Devil.
Playing with the devil? My God.
Playing with the devil.
I just sang, but I didn't know what it was. I was like, devil.
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 A beautiful hymn to our mighty Lord, the devil.
Devil.
How great
we're
the
gonna
devil
summon him.
Is.
Devil.
Could what you imagine if the devil was real?
What if he was here?
Funny. I would have to laugh.
He'd be like, I'm just red.
I'm naked too.
I'm red. I have a tail.
I've never
hooves.
Been drawn with clothes.
Do you like my little mustache and beard?
I'm going to get you. You're going to have a bad time with me.
I'm tempting you to do things. Why don't you steal that candy bar?
Why don't you eat that candy bar?
Oh, yeah. We saw friends when we were in South Carolina. Shout out to my friend Elise.
So you
no one told you so you'd have friends.
No one, so here's what's happening.
So
look here. Okay, shut up. Snow.
Can we do another take, please?
Snow one told you life was
gonna be this way.
Clap, 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 clap. So
more songs should have clap, 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 clap in them.
I agree.
There's a bunch
what?
That do.
Oh, like what?
Come on, you know.
Does Under Pressure by Billy Joel have claps?
No, I don't mean just having claps. I mean that specific clap.
Under Pressure by
Billy
Joel.
Well, that's what you should have said. So because now I'm tripping out on a whole fantasy.
So like We Didn't Start the Fire would be like...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another one, but I can't, but I know there are more.
It is astonishing how many people have done updated versions of We Didn't Start the Fire or personalized versions of We Didn't Start the Fire.
I don't know what the personalized version. I know Fall Out Boy just did the new the new version.
I didn't know this.
There are, if you go to YouTube, there are many, many versions of We Didn't Start the Fire where people have either updated it or they have made it about like their graduating class or they get married and, you know, they make about their relationship.
We went on a date.
You like the idea, but
we did not hate.
You said thank you for the sex.
We went on a date.
I'm doing it at half speed.
Did you hear my line? You said thank you for the sex. We went to the Cineplex.
So thank you for the sex, and then go to the Cineplex. This guy is
you had dipping dots, and I had raisin nuts.
Bad checks, thanks for sex. Going to the Cineplex.
Bad checks.
Yeah.
Wow. So he writes a few bad checks.
You get pity sex out of that. I feel bad for you.
Bad checks, pity sex. We would do this in a place. Then you thank me for the sex.
Bad sex. Pity sex. Two different types of sex.
I said bad checks.
Bad checks, pity sex.
Bad checks, pity checks, go into the place. Then you thank me for the sex. I kill him.
And I say, what the heck?
Trying to think of like a historical reference. And then you
Luna Landon, what the heck? Wait, what the fuck?
Edison versus Specs.
Oh, so... Yep. So we had lunch with friends at their home, and our friend Elise made us this. She made like a gumbo, and she made this amazing cornbread that was like the best cornbread I've ever had.
Oh my gosh.
And then for dessert, she made this peanut butter mousse cake that was delicious.
Oh wow, that sounds so good.
Oh, and my wife.
That's my kind of dessert.
She had some leftover Hershey's bars.
Ooh. Leftover,
yeah, because the recipe called for it, and you like you shave, like you grate chocolate on top of the thing,
right?
And so she opens up a Hershey bar, classic Hershey bar,
okay,
like with the little squares, you know what I mean?
Sharp rectangles,
heard of it?
The little rectangles, you're sure. Right,
like my drain.
I apologize, like your drain. Mm-hmm. And so there was some left over, and she would give. She gave the leftover to her husband, who ate the rest of the Hershey bar. And then she said, you know, like one time I saw Tim just like eating just like a whole Hershey bar, like a whole thing. And she was acting like this was very strange.
Yeah.
That's like, why they sell them.
She said, who eats a whole candy bar? And I was like, I do.
Yeah, most people. Yeah.
Hey, you're looking at who has also, two thumbs and eats one
that,
whole
that candy bar. That, especially? No, it's is a very like thin, barely there.
It's a very thin chocolate. Yes. It's you know, it's not like a dark chocolate or something where you'd have a like bite a dark, and dark. Be kind of
no.
It's not a dark thing.
Although I have to say, like,
it's like 1% cacao.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's probably not real chocolate.
Growing up, you would, you know, like, how much did they cost? Maybe 25, 30 cents, something like that.
I thought you were going to say dollars, and I was like, oh, what?
Sometimes you're paying $150 for a Hershey bar. No, but you would save up allowance and stuff. I still think about like how crazy it is that you would eat a whole one. They're so giant, and you're so little.
For a kid to eat a whole chocolate bar.
You know
what
I mean?
That's adorable. But like, how little are you that it's so giant? You would have to be very small.
Hershey bars aren't huge.
Hershey bars are kind of...
Hershey bars aren't huge.
Speak well of a Hershey bar.
What do you think?
They're perfectly slim and petite.
Slender.
What has more mass, a Three Musketeers bar or a Hershey bar?
Fluffy marshmallow. I guess I would say Hershey has more mass.
It feels like, in my mind, the Hershey bar is heavier than the Three Musketeers.
That's how
bar.
I feel, but I
Google
wonder what the
me.
Weight is.
Here. I had a real phase with Three Musketeers in fifth grade, but that was like, I wanted that all the time, plus Dr. Pepper.
Now, that is not nougat, but it is whipped something.
It's a whipped, maybe it's a whipped nougat. Mm-hmm. It's like a almost a marshmallowy center.
What are your classic nougat candy bars?
Nougat, Snickers has a nougat.
Right? Snickers does have...
It's a layer of nougat.
Three Musketeers has nougat. Okay, right,
But we're already saying that.
I have... Well, I was looking up your answer.
So don't chime in.
That hurt my feelings.
Oh, no, we went too far finally.
Bad sex, bank checks, everybody do the flex.
Everybody do the flex.
Solo plex. Okay, the weight of a Hershey's candy bar?
Bad checks, pretty sex, hit me in the solar plexus.
Wait.
Ballistic Sever versus X.
Yes.
Remember? Ballistic X versus Sever.
Okay, so the weight of a Hershey's. This is
24 grams.
This is with almond pieces. Standard bar.
Hershey with almonds? That changes the weight.
I know.
Changes the look of it, too.
And the taste.
I think they're both the exact same. Okay.
That can't be possible.
That's weird.
That's not possible.
The weight is 1.55 ounces.
1.55 ounces.
Now, a Three Musketeers.
The weight of Hershey bar.
Three Musketeers.
1.32. No! So much
what
better,
an
dude.
Upset.
That's
can
crazy,
you believe it?
Dog.
So technically, you're eating more with the Three Musketeers, but it doesn't feel like it to me.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
It doesn't because it's fluffier. Yeah, 100%.
What were your go-to candy bars when you were a kid?
Three Musketeers was mine. That was
Three Musketeers was. I had a phase, but I loved them all. M&M's, Snickers, Twix, peanut butter Twix.
And then with the
invention of the Take Five, everything really took off for me.
Sure. Mm. Yeah. Sure.
How about you?
Reese's
Peanut Breakups. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I recently had Take Five ice cream by Jenny's.
And it was By Jenny's? That's got to be next level.
Jenny's is crushing it, guys.
Take five ice cream?
Jenny's is slaying like a badass.
Okay, I want that.
Slay drone.
I don't get why Jenny's isn't sending me like boxes of ice cream like they do with a lot of people I know.
What's going on with Jenny's these days? They're not sending us boxes of ice cream for free.
Don't you get boxes of ice
cream? I got one. Me?
Yeah,
I got one box from them. Okay. But I want boxes and boxes.
I've never gotten any, and I feel jealous.
I will say that I have gotten two boxes.
There
from
you go.
Them.
Jenny's, I want my second box, and then I want a lot of boxes after that.
But what about Lauren's first box?
Jenny, please,
I want Lauren's first box.
This isn't working out how I thought it would.
Wait.
We got to take a break, but do it
one more time.
I want a Jenny.
No, your song.
Oh, okay. Bad checks. Hold on. Bad checks, lazy sex, hit me in the solar plex, sex. Take me to the cineplex, thank me for the sex.
All right, we'll be right back.
That's right.
And we're back. And Paul, you have a three-ter.
I do have a... Is it three-ter time already?
It is.
Holy shit.
Can you imagine?
I can't believe
it. I honestly can't. This is one. Speaking of singing.
Oh, la, 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 la.
We haven't done this in a while. And I think we only did it once. And I can't believe that we only did it once.
We'll have to sing a song.
This is a three-ter that is called I Have Bad Tunes For You.
Okay.
I have... Bad tunes for you.
This is where one person comes up with some bad news that has to be delivered.
Okay.
Another person comes up with a song that everybody knows.
Hmm.
And the remaining person has to deliver the bad news to the tune of that song.
Okay, I vaguely remember this.
And I'm going to say right now, we didn't start the fire. It's off the table.
Damn it.
That's the only song we can think of right now.
Who would like to be the first deliverer of the musical bad news?
Oh, shit.
I would.
Lauren.
Yes.
Scott, would you prefer to come up with the song or with the bad news?
I'll come up with the bad news.
All right.
Are you going to
I shall come up with
the
song.
Are you going to text me or tell me right now?
You know what? you know, text you because I think that's fun.
Yeah, I think that's fun for the listener, right?
You text the bad news.
I'll text the bad news.
I'll text the song.
Okay. And your name, by the way, so I can find it in my texts.
I think you have me saved as bitch I hate.
Okay. I am texting the bad news.
Okay.
To Lauren. And she has received the bad news, and now
got
Paul
it.
I have
is texting
texted
the
song. Song and got it is delivered quietly.
Okay.
Who am I telling it to?
Both of us, I guess. Okay. Yes.
Hey,
but
guys.
We're one person.
Hey, guy.
Hello. <Yes.
laughs> I'm really glad I caught you before you're about to head out to work. I'm thinking maybe you should.
Thank you.
I'm thinking maybe you should stay home. I don't know if you should be conducting a train with the news.
What? I can't afford to stay home.
Well, I just don't want you to be in charge of conducting a train with the news I'm about to tell you.
But that's my
life's work.
Choo-choo.
Well, let me just try to tell you what happened. Maybe it'd be softer in a song. I have news for you I'm gonna share. I have some news for you I'm gonna share. I'll tell you now. Your uncle was riding on a roller coaster. He went down and he jumped out to try to stop it with his arm because he wanted to be like Superman. And the roller coaster ran over him. It broke his clavicle in three spots. It broke his clavicle in three spots and the rest of his body. How do you feel?
Too sad to go on choo-choo.
I'm glad we had a new wrinkle.
Yeah. All right, great.
I like it. Okay, I'll go next.
Okay.
All right.
So, Paul, you're going to text me the thing that's wrong.
Yes.
And I'll send you the song.
This is exciting. This is too exciting almost. I almost don't want to do this because it's too exciting. Yeah, let's quit. You guys are the most silent texters. Oh, my gosh.
The song has been sent.
The song is sent. I have received the song. And now I got to receive that bad news that I'm going to deliver to the tune that Lauren sent me.
Exactly. If you can.
If I dare do it, which I think I just might.
Delivered.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Oh, you're one. Okay, yeah.
That's right.
I'm me.
Well, you don't know who I am.
Who are you?
I'm the local anchorman.
From the news?
That's right. That is what a local anchorman is from. And when I'm not on camera, I go around delivering news.
Wow.
To people.
Do they pay you for this?
Occasionally, if you like the job that I did, you can tip me afterwards.
We'll see.
So I have some news for you. Do you?
Oh.
I'd like to deliver it to
you. For me?
Yes.
I like that.
Well, one thing I don't get to do on the news is I don't get to sing because songs are copyrighted and on the news you can't sing.
I don't care.
Is that your Tommy Lee Jones impression?
Yes.
Pretty good.
Thank you. Want to hear it again?
Okay.
I don't care.
It's perfect. You do the face too.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I don't care.
Third time, not as good.
I don't care.
All right, well, I'm going to sing you this news, and I hope that afterwards, if you find it in your heart, give me a few bucks, you know.
Let's hear it, Hot Pants.
Hot Pants?
You heard me.
Last night you were cooking and one of you left the oven on. Then it caught fire and it burned your house to the ground. But that's not the bad news. There's more to come. Your baseball cards are gone. Yes, that's right. Your house burned right down to the studs. Your baseball cards are gone.
No.
What happened?
I'm upset.
My double voice
is gone.
Oh, no.
I'm so upset I have a normal voice.
I'm alive on my own.
Oh, no.
You split it into two.
This has never happened before.
Left side, right side.
I'm going to bring evil upon the world.
Oh, no.
And my cards are gone? No.
Wait, what's worse?
The cards.
And my baseball cards are gone.
Okay.
All right. Now it goes to Paul.
And now it comes to me.
I'm going to text the song.
Mm-hmm. I'm texting the song. Mm-hmm. I've texted the song. Great song.
Ooh.
That was the, by the way, the first song I ever slow danced to.
That's really?
Yeah.
Oh, Time After Time. Yeah. Not the song you just texted me.
No. Yeah, that's the first song I ever slow danced to, and there was a lot of like, huh, how low can my hands go here?
Uh-oh.
And you know what? The butt.
You went all the way down?
I went all the way down.
You were given the green light?
Well, I didn't go all the way down to the shoes. Wouldn't that be funny if that's how low you wanted to go?
Ooh, I just want to touch the back of your foot.
Your heels.
In the shoe, over the shoe.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm sorry to...
Wait. I have to tell you something.
What?
I love you.
Oh, that's very nice. Okay. Don't. Come on. We're at work.
Come on.
Thank you.
I want to quit work. If I can kiss you more. I want to have sex with you.
Okay. This is... This actually reinforces my decision. this actually reinforces my decision. I have some bad news for you.
No, I want good news.
I know, and that's what I want to give you, but I can't.
Okay.
I want good news.
All right.
Good news.
You can't do a one-person chant. It's ridiculous.
I just did, bitch.
Hey, look. I know.
Come on. Kiss me back.
I know I say bitch a lot because I'm Freddy Krueger, but I am your boss, and I need you to stop calling me that.
Okay. Just kidding, bitch.
I have some bad news, and I think the only way I can deliver it and not burst into tears is by delivering it in song.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Here we go. Dear employees, I have gathered you here today to tell you about this thing called your job. And how it's not going to be what you thought it was going to be. Because your job is different now. Because in this company, you're on your own. Meaning, you're fired. Because you know that child, the one that came in here the other day with the job application? Well, he got your job. And so in this life, you don't work here anymore.
Only doing that part of the spoken
only doing the spoken part.
I can't think of
how it transitions.
I can't think of like the melody of the lyrics. Well, now I got it.
Yeah, why don't you just do all that?
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't do it.
I do think Let's Go Crazy would be better if Let's Prince had started crazy. By saying, "Dear employees."
We'll get to talk about this thing called job.
Well, fun. I'm sorry. I feel like I let down the three.
That was very funny. I liked how you wanted it that way. That was what made it.
If I could have gone into the lyrics.
Could have, would have, should have.
No, but that's what made it really funny, I thought. I thought it was funnier because you did that.
Because it still counts as the song.
It is the song.
Well, guys.
Could have, would have, should have.
If you would like to send us a three-cher, why don't you write to us at freedomusa@gmail.com. You can follow us on the socials at freedomusa. And if you'd like to call us, leave us a voicemail, you can call us at HagClaims8. It's great. And if you would like to hear ad-free versions of this show, why don't you go to cbbworld.com, which I call hell.
And then follow us at social media at freedomusa.
Yeah, I said that.
That's great.
Oh, also follow us on social media at freedomusa.
Hold on. Shows. If you missed the Super Ego show at Dynasty where we did Ulysses, improvised Ulysses, it's archived at dynastytypewriter.com.
Yeah.
And you can watch it there. Also, Sunday, September 10th, me, Nicole Parker, the two hosts of the Neighborhood Listen. That's right. I'm excluding Brett for these purposes.
Good.
We will be doing our two-person variety show at Lodge Room in Highland Park.
It's not a lot of variety. It's only two people.
There's more than two people.
What?
Okay.
Because there's a full band.
Okay. That's a lot of variety.
They count as people. A lot of variety.
I've never thought musicians count as people.
And they're all different heights.
Okay.
Someone's
4'1".
Yeah, they go from 4'1 to, I want to say, 7'3.
Okay, good. Yeah. Wow.
And they're all standing in order, in size order.
Nice. I think one of them might be a tuba.
They are a tuba?
With googly eyes?
Yeah.
I did think that was a person.
I knew it.
But look, also, October 14th.
Scary month. Scary month.
It's a very scary month, but here's something that's not scary. A fun show.
Yeah.
Varietopia live at the Bell House in Brooklyn. Early shows have sold out. Late shows are moving, so make sure you get them tickets. This is going to be a fun time. Different show from Friday to Saturday, so make a weekend of it. Why don't you do that?
Why don't you do that? That sounds like fun.
Going to
New York in October? Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, what a blast.
Autumn in New York.
God, that would be crazy. I would love to do that.
Pity sex and
all right.
Pity sex sponge.
Go to my Instagram to see what shows I'm doing, and that's my update.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank
Goodbye.
You.
Goodbye. Bye.